It's a big night for TV, the Super Bowl, the annual event when people coast to coast. Indeed, folks around the world gather in front of TV sets to watch the big game. Besides the action on the field, there were the ballyhooed commercials and the halftime show. Happy to be joined now by Matt Rausch, TV Guide Entertainment Editor. Morning, Matt.
Good morning.
Super Bowl viewers, there are some who want no interruptions when the commercials are on. And,
yeah, it is that weird night where, of course, sports itself is one of those few things on television that is DVR-proof, and the numbers tend to go up by the year, and so, of course, to the rights to purchase these sports for their different networks to keep them on the air. But nothing's bigger than the Super Bowl. It all builds to this, and the advertisers spend an insane amount of money to get their spots onto the game, and the inventory has been sold out for some time, once again setting records. I think the average rate is something like $3.75 million for like a 30-second spot. Some have gone above $4 million. But what gets me, of course, is that the last couple of years, because in this world of social media and everything going viral, is that many of the advertisers already have their advertisements out there on the internet already and trying to get the buzz for it before it's seen on television. But you keep thinking, whatever happened to the idea of opening night here? You know, so I'm a little bit puzzled by that. But then again, it has worked in terms of getting traffic to their sites even before the game and then after the game. And sometimes there's added content if you go online. So the whole idea here, it becomes a marketing extravaganza, all built around, of course, there's a football game going on in the middle of all this, too, somewhere and all of that.
Mm-hmm. Halftime entertainment, Beyonce, and she finally answered questions this past week about her lip syncing at the January 21st inauguration.
Exactly, and that was quite the event, too. So she gets up there and sings the national anthem in front of the press corps and then says any questions. So she was being quite playful and saying that was a different story, that was a different venue, and they hadn't really rehearsed. She has been doing nothing but planning for this this halftime entertainment for quite a long time. She promises that it will be Beyonce live, and also CBS is keeping their fingers crossed there will be no wardrobe malfunctions, as happened on their network many years ago, because they don't want to go through that mess again. But Beyonce should class act. It's going to be fine. So yeah, it's really about, again, there's that great game. Hopefully it'll be a great game, but it's all this stuff that's built around it. You've got the halftime entertainment. Alicia Keys is going to do the national anthem in front of the game. You've got all these advertisements. So it becomes just this major spectacle on TV, the likes of which you don't get any other time of the year. It's a big month of Sundays with the Oscars and the Grammys coming as well, but nothing matches the Super Bowl in terms of its draw.
Perfectly descriptive word, a spectacle. Matt, thanks.
Oh, you bet.
Matt Rausch, TV Guide Entertainment Editor at